From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A U.S. law enforcement official said at least 8 people were killed and up to 15 injured when a truck was struck by a rented van near the World Trade Center in New York City. VOA's Ramon Taylor is there and has more.
We're about just a couple blocks away from the site of what is an intentional act. A motorist mowed down what appears to be multiple pedestrians. There are 6 confirmed fatalities at this point. The NYPD is investigating this as a terror incident.
You can see Ramon's entire Facebook Live video on the Voice of America page. A Spanish judge is summoning the ousted Catalan cabinet to appear this week in Madrid as part of a rebellion probe for pushing ahead with an independence declaration. Marissa Melton explains why the Catalonian leader was in Brussels.
The fired President Carles Puigdemont said he and 5 other former members of his cabinet are in Brussels seeking freedom and safety. Puigdemont said he would return home if there were guarantees of a fair judicial process.
Spain's chief prosecutor is seeking charges of rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement against Puigdemont and many more members of the ousted Catalan government. Under Spanish law, the crimes can be punished with decades in prison. U.S. President Donald Trump disparaged one-time foreign policy adviser George Papadopoulos Tuesday, a day after it was disclosed that he pleaded guilty to lying to federal agents, but has been cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into Russian interference in the U.S. election. In March of last year, Mr. Trump described Papadopoulos as an excellent guy and one of 5 people Trump named as members of his foreign policy team. This is VOA News.